fugitives from justice, relentlessly pursued across the galaxy in their quest to find the one thing that can set them free. You are listening to Artemis Burn, a Tin Ceiling production brought to you by the Typo Cafe, located at 3159 Cherokee, open Wednesday through Saturday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Coffee at its most laid back. And now, episode one of Artemis Burn, The Runners.
Mayday! Oh god, Mayday, please! We have a break! Man down! Holy fuck, man down! How'd they get... We need backup! Give me some fucking backup, shit! This is 1352. We have four runners. They escaped into a money tug. We'll follow on foot. Need everyone. Bring everyone. God damn it, everyone. Halt all princess departures.
The mayor is gonna have to authorize that.
Do you know who just broke? Harlan Dodge, you nine fiver. Get me everyone.
Fuck, Dodge has escaped?
That's what I've been trying to tell you, stupid ass.
I'll bring everyone!
You bet your ass you will. Out.
That should keep those dicks busy. Those casinos aren't that small.
Don't get cocky, Mot. We aren't off the planet yet.
From what I hear, Mot is against all cock on principle.
I'm not against collecting them in little jars, you skinny fuck. Get the damn door open and shut up. Harlan, every cop, marshal, and orange shirt on Epsilon 6 is headed to the pedestrian's port as we speak.
Access
It'll take
nine.
Them hours to figure out we ain't on one of those princess tugs. We'll be halfway
Access
out of the Omega
nine.
Sector by then.
Not a trike doesn't get the door open.
Hey, these EMS Access Sigma nine. 4 airlocks aren't a walk in the park, Harlan. They're designed to keep things out for good.
What did we bring this douchebag along for, then? Let's just tap him in the head, and then we'll jump on some deep space merchant tug instead.
Harlan, you need me. I'll get it open. Don't listen to this muff muncher. I got us out of the box, remember?
What have you done for me lately, Tripe? Get it open fast. Moat, help him if he needs it. I'm gonna go check on Reggie.
I don't wanna stay here with this guy. Let me go too. This is bull.
Moat.
Fine. Why the fuck did we bring Reggie with us? He's just a fat fucking anchor. He'll pull us down like a drowning man.
What do you know about drowning? You ever even seen that much water before?
No, but who has?
I have.
You've seen that much water? Get the fuck out of here. Ain't nobody in this sector seen water except in bottles.
Tripe, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that one. But I didn't really bring you down here for your debating skills now, did I? So do me a favor and get the fucking airlock open. Hey, Reg, how's it look?
No sign of any other cops yet. But this fella here won't stop squirming.
Yeah, the young ones are like that.
Yeah, I don't have the experience to be jaded, you see. It's all gung-ho, I'm a super cop, hero, you know? I remember thinking the same way back when I was on commodities floor.
See where all your initiative got you?
CEO of Morgan Trades, where it got me.
25 to 30 in Clintlock is where it got you, Reg. Don't start going forecast committee on me.
Yeah, all right, Harlan, all right. I know that. Just reminiscing about the good old days is all, you know? I know I owe you, mate. I do.
Harlan, Tripe's got it open. Let's go.
All right, then. I'll see you, mate. Tell the folks about it. What you going to do that for? He was harmless. He was just a rookie marshal or something. For fuck's sake.
Come on.
Wait, you can do that, can you? Just blow some poor bastard's brains out and then just walk away? I thought you were innocent. That you were set up. That you never did all those awful things that everyone was saying you did.
People change.
I heard a shot. What happened?
Harlan killed the hostage.
Yeah, he killed him, all right.
Why? He was just a harmless kid.
He already got four marshals lying in various parts. One more doesn't make that much worse. And no witness is better than one witness.
Shit.
Get on the tug. Moat, get us out of orbit.
Do we really need to steal a garbage barge?
You don't.
Yes, he does. Get going, Reg.
Fine.
Oh, Reg, give me the gun.
You what?
The kid's gun.
Oh, right, yeah, sorry about that. Totally forgot.
Sure.
Here you go.
Thanks. Get up.
Send her in.
Dodge has escaped. He's killed 4 marshals, maybe 5. One is still missing. We're searching the casino ships now. That's where he was last spotted.
Mm-hmm.
Mayor, this is the serial killer Dodge we're talking about. His capture got you re-elected 7 years ago, remember? Oh, when the press gets hold of this one, sorry. Oh, God. Oh, ma'am, we are in some deep shit.
You won't find him on the casinos. He's probably off the planet by now. That's a good boy, Harlan.
What? Ma'am?
Hawks, did you call Marshal Booth before coming to see me?
How did you... She came highly recommended.
Of course. Will you see if she's outside yet? Oh, wait, I have this thing. Miss Lauterpine, is a Marshal Booth waiting to see me?
Yes, ma'am.
Hawks, go show her in. Thank you very much for coming so quickly, Marshal. I cannot believe that such a dangerous man has managed to escape.
The people of Tranquility need your help.
We actually have 4 runners, Madam Mayor. Reginald MacDonald III, Franklin Tripe Holemeyer, Harlan Dodge, and 1 Moat Gougerant.
You know her?
I caged her.
Really? A bit small time for you, Miss Booth. But Harlan Dodge has to be the biggest threat.
We see them all as threats, equal threats. Right now, I need you to halt all traffic leaving orbit.
But that's impossible. Omega-3 is the largest exporter in the sector. We just can't shut down commerce until you catch these people. I'll have to talk to the governor.
Talk, then. The governor won't share your qualms about taking action. He's up for re-election, and letting a killer escape is not the best way to go about getting a 7th term. Talk to him and let me know when orbit is locked down.
You forget who you talked to, Marshal.
No. I remember, but I didn't vote for you, so let me know.
This is going to be a hoot. Run, Dodge. Let's see if you are as crafty as I think you are.
Why are we keeping Reggie with us?
Yeah, Hart. We really don't need all this dead weight in the middle of this break. If we get pinched, it'll be because of his fat ass.
That's true, Harlan.
If we get caught, my dears, it'll be because we lack imagination. Reggie stays. Now tell me about our newly acquired tug here. Oh? Do we have a mutiny this early in our little adventure?
You're just fucking this thing up with Reggie. We don't owe him shit.
What? Is he your new favorite pet?
What he is a fat, lazy, double-crossing, self-preserving blowhard who is as slick as an Aquarian drag queen. I have a feeling we're gonna need him.
A feeling?
Call it a hunch.
I know you got good hunches, Har, but I don't know about this one.
Me neither. But you can be the type of person who sits around analyzing every last possibility, or you can pick one and just duct tape the shit out of it along the way. I like duct tape. So will somebody tell me about this goddamn tug? Or maybe we should just throw up our hands and radio the marshal to come get us because we gave up due to lack of fucking synergy.
She's called the Artemis, commissioned in Aught-43, which is strange because I didn't think they built any of these bulk warships after 40. But you'd know more about that than me, Har. She must be one of the last, decommissioned in 57 with very few miles on her, sold to the Glencoe Trading Company, who has been using her to haul trash ever since.
I imagine they removed the cannons?
Actually, no. They just deactivated them.
We still have guns?
Yeah, but once they deactivate those bad boys, they're fucked for good. Nobody wants to be responsible for some trash man blowing the shit out of some day-tripping tourist ferry.
Nothing is funked for good, Tripe. Make them work.
But...
Trike, you keep trying to disappoint. Don't do it. Because at this particular moment, Reggie is not the person on this tug needing to worry about an unpressurized spacewalk. You got me?
Yes.
Good. You're a sneaky, underhanded bitch, Tripe. You could do something. I know you can.
We don't need full function, Tripe. Just get him going so we can punch a cornhole in something, okay?
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
Hey guys, there's a little red light flashing up here.
Did it just start?
I don't know, I was using the lamp.
Shit, we're coming up on orbital patrol. Harlan?
Get to the bridge, Moat. Tripe, get those guns.
Shit, we're coming in like a greased comet.
Reggie, get in the car.
You what? Now I can't talk us out of orbit.
You'll do fine. I heard your speech on the trading floor.
Are you crazy, Harlan? I'll get a slap back into the box faster than shit. What speech are you on about?
The one where you talked yourself out of that free trade indictment. Of course, then you went and bragged to that Centurion whore about what dumb shits the Oversight League were. She ratted you out for a fucking banana and a chance to shoot a wave vid. Now get on the comm and get me the fuck out of orbit before they lock it down.
Hey, Har. We're coming up pretty fast on that checkpoint.
Yeah, us runners move pretty fast, don't we? What's the payload?
What? Why?
I can either explain myself to you, Tribe, and we all die, or you can tell me how much garbage we are hauling so we can skip out of orbit. Because if I have to check myself, I guarantee at least one of us will die at this checkpoint.
Yes, sir. Sorry. The monitor reads, half full, boss.
Thank you, Tribe. Now get one portside cannon operational.
Working on it, sir.
Those border guards are going to want to know why we're leaving half full.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's not going to look good.
Waiting for your Artemis. This is Orbit Station 621. Slow to docking speed and prepare for inspection.
Don't answer.
What? They'll blow us out of space.
Don't slow down, Mode.
Fine with me.
Artemis, slow to docking speed. Your approach is too fast.
Oh, shit. We're going to die. These border guys don't fuck around, huh?
Maintain speed.
We're coming in kind of quick there, guys.
Nobody has shit from you, Tripe.
Artemis, cut your speed or we will open fire.
We're 1,000 burns out and closing fast.
Tell her to slow down, Harlan, please. Look, I'll talk us out of this, I promise. I can get us out of the orbit. If you try running it, we're just a goddamn floating mausoleum.
Slow down, Artemis. This is the last warning.
No, it's not.
800!
Did I know something?
Shut the fuck up!
Oh, I should have died in the box.
700!
One last time. Artemis, cut your engines now, or we will open up on your tongue like it's Queenie Day. Slow the fuck down.
600!
Oh, fuck it. Okay. Patrol, this is Artemis.
Turn off the comm, Reggie. You're being a bad ex-CEO.
Oh, fuck me. Fine. Just shoot me.
They're charging the cannon. 500 burns out.
Just shoot me now.
Reverse thrust mode. Bring us in gentle.
Cannon's still charging. They have us locked.
Any guns yet, Tripe?
I ain't no Centurion miracle worker, huh? We're nowhere near even having one gun.
300 burns out and the cannons are charged.
Okay, stop us at 200. Reg, tell them we are under crewed and no one was on the bridge.
Sorry, patrol. We are coming slow. We are flying with a low crew, and there was no one on the bridge. The captain was taking a sheet.
Yeah, we sure you're half full and not set to depart for another 3 days. Why skip early?
Any ideas, Harlan?
The crew's in quarantine.
Oh, patrol, well, they kick us off of the rock. Can you believe that shit? The crew is in quarantine.
Artemis, did you just say that your crew is in quarantine? Why?
Yeah, why, Harlan?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Don't tell him that, you ass.
You don't know.
Shit. Has something to do with fleas on board.
Yeah, first they quarantine the crew and then they kick us off full because we got a few fleas. I don't care if most of my damn coolies were hacking up blood. What the fuck am I supposed to do with understaffed tug, huh?
Did you say you have fleas? Repeat?
Yes, I said fleas. What a bunch of pussies down there on Epsilon 6. Port Control wants us out past Phoenix Alpha by midnight.
Why have you stopped, Artemis?
Well, so you can expect the cargo. Come on and ferry over so I can be... Sorry about that. Anyway,
Oh, come on over, Inspector, so I can be on my way.
Port Control didn't come any information over on these, Artemis.
What is exactly my point? They're fucking kicking us off! I've been running this sector for ages. You make a drunken pass at one councilman's underage daughter and fuck! She looked 35 to me. Had her last in his tight little... Anyway, I don't care. If you're looking for some escaped convicts, you don't need to treat me like a goddamn birthday, you know? Now, boy, get over here and stamp this cargo so we can get the shit out of here.
Somebody had escaped? Shit.
Oh, somebody named, Harlan.
Harlan Dodge escaped?
I don't know, kid. Just get over here and stamp me out of this... Oh, is that my blood?
Shit, I need to radio in, and ain't no way I'm ferrying over to your plague-infested tug. Here's your stamp. Now get out of here.
You're certainly a very good day to you.
Full speed ahead, Moat.
You got it, Har.
See, Renge, I knew you could do it. And Moat wanted to kick you off into deep space.
You are?
Holy shit, I just got gunned far on the port side up. Damn, I hot watered the baby to the life support system. Rerouted the,
Good for you, Tribe. We made it that aboard.
We have 14 vessels that left orbit before the lockdown, ma'am.
Anything unusual reported by the port authorities?
They all had something unusual. Nothing worth detaining anybody for. Just your regular trader stuff. Three were smuggling Terras out of Cassiopeia, 9 had contraband, 3 of those were of the self-pleasuring nature. 6 bootleggers, a flea infestation, and a 7 Wilkie highball Sweezy Manny Falls.
Flea? It's them. Tell me we stamped the flea.
How can you be so sure it's them?
Tell me we stamped the damn flea. No way in hell Port let a flea-infested junk tug get within 5,000 burns of this place.
Really?
Yes, really. Are we gonna bug her all day, or did we stamp the damn tug?
Yes, Marshal, we stamped her. The Artemis, a junk runner registered to the Han Serbian Transport Company.
Shit, we stole the CR kill tug. They better hope we find them before they do, which shouldn't be that hard. Tag him and let's go round them up.
Yes, ma'am.
Booth, we just locked down orbit, so there is no chance Dodge can get off planet now.
You locked it down 15 minutes ago, Mayor, and Dodge is already out of orbit. We've got him tagged and are going to pick him up now.
Well, hell, you really are as good as they say, Marshal. Good job. I hope you round him up for us, but just in the spirit of full disclosure, we also have Penny Baker Zoo on the case.
You sent Zoo after my catch?
No. I sent Zoo after a dangerous, blood-hungry killer. In fact, I'll send every damn resource I have after Harlan Dodge. So, if your feelings are a little hurt, maybe you should just keep that cute little tug of yours battened down in port and sob uncontrollably into your fucking pillow. Out.
Son of a bitch.
Well, at least she told you in person. That was nice of her.
Yes, that was extremely nice of her. Why didn't some ass-kissing underling give us the lockdown report? Something ain't right here. Are you still tracking the Artemis?
Yes, ma'am. They just passed Epsilon 5 now. Headed for the system's edge.
Let's go snag him and get this over with.
Ah, space. The big empty. The black wasteland of nothingness. The void. The place devoid of stuff. Where a man can breathe in a vacuum of existentialism and see what God would look like if he didn't exist.
Happy there, Moat?
More content than happy.
Good. Good to hear. Content is good. Content is the goal of every 9-5. Content is what gets you fat and lazy. Sitting on the Maz Customs sofa, masturbating to the latest underage blonde Hugh Nanny vid while your life partner bucks the hollow gardener. A grand goal. But why don't we put off being content until we aren't wanted throughout the entire Omega Sector and the specter of death isn't leaning over our shoulder offering us some lovely chamomile tea?
Ooh, tea sounds good.
Moat.
Yes, Farm?
Shouldn't you be piloting this thing or something? Maybe doing something or anything that won't make me all high blood pressure rage building, man?
No.
I will shoot you.
Relax, she practically flies herself. You could even fly her.
Good to know. "Now, I will shoot you" isn't just an empty threat.
Okay, Dodge, we got 3 working guns on the port side. The rest are going to have to wait until I get some more diverter clips.
Grab some food. We'll pick up more clips the first chance we get.
Thanks. Hey, Harlan.
Yeah?
I got 3 guns working, but we're a garbage tub. We don't have any ammo.
Yes, we do. Go get some food.
What are we going to do with our guests?
Well, we'll think of something.
Maybe soon?
Maybe.
Good to know. Oh, fuck me.
Well?
We got copy.
Yeah, now I see him. Shit. How'd they get here so fast?
I don't know, Harlan, but that son of a bitch is closing fast.
Damn. Spin us into the sun mode.
I ain't got the shields for a Nova dive.
Well, we won't dive then, but those solar winds should slow that Goliath.
How'd the guild find us so fast?
Probably got an orbital patrol report. Tripe, fuck food. Get to the engine room.
But
Guild Goliath is screaming straight for us like it was Tuesday. Get your bitch ass to the damn engine room.
Guild? Shh. We're all gonna die. We're lucky.
The winds didn't slow them down too much. Shit. They must have the new 568 carb boxers on that thing.
Fuck.
Ready? Get off the shitter. You got the port side gun there.
Where the fuck are you?
I'm coming, alright? Jesus! What's up?
We need to load this gun.
With what?
Garbage.
Garbage?
Get that stupid look off your face and grab the solar converter. Grab it now. You hit the engine, Tripe?
Yeah, but we're maxed out.
Bullshit.
I can probably burn our bright for a good 10 minutes, but that's gonna tap us like a motherfucker.
Okay, but wait until my mark.
How do we load this thing?
We're almost on us, Har. Make us a miracle.
Alright, I figured it out.
On my signal moat, pull a starboard side sail.
Is that a fluid? Oh, you sneaky bastard, you.
All right, Wretch. Go get that junked refrigeration unit. That's load number 2.
I can't carry that myself.
I'll help.
Those shield fuckers are almost on us. Looks like they're going for a broadside.
You know what's the most crazy thing about the design of these guild ships in a 3D world, Reg? They only have cannons on 2 sides.
They're on us, and they've got us locked.
Pull the sailboat, and roll this fat tub under the Goliath so we got a nice shot at her underbelly. Fire at the engine.
We have them in sight, ma'am.
Good to know. Get them on the comm.
Ma'am, it doesn't look like a garbage tug.
What?
Well, it looks like a Turkish catering auto tug.
Shit! They dumped the stamp. Fuck! Fuck, I got cocky. Fucking cocky. Blow the damn thing out of space.
But, ma'am...
Blow the auto tug to hell, spa boy. I'll be in my cabin getting uncocky. I want to hear soy byproducts evaporating in a vacuum really soon.
It could still be near here.
They're across the universe by now.
Harlan! Can you hear me, Harlan?
Shit, those cannons are loud. Yeah, I hear you. What's up?
You hit their engine, but you didn't knock them totally out of commission. They're still trying to follow us, but they aren't closing as fast. That burn gave us some distance. Oh, and we're losing life support.
What? Trike, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard that.
You don't sound surprised.
Nope.
Why the hell not?
Well, I wired the guns to the life support system. Every time you fire one, it drains life support.
Now you tell me? Shit. Moat, how long until the guild catches up?
10 minutes. But that's okay because life support quits in 5.
Shit.
Tune in next time for another edition of Artemis Burn. This program was made possible in part by the Tybo Cafe, 3159 Cherokee, The Tin Ceiling, and C4 Left Productions. All acting, writing, music, and pretty much everything else is original work by members of The Tin Ceiling.